Today's gospel story gets straight to the heart of Jesus' mission. Many months before this day, Jesus was in a synagogue in Nazareth and read from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. God has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then Jesus told the gathered community, "Today this scripture is fulfilled. I am the anointed one who is bringing good news, giving sight to the blind, and liberating the oppressed." Now Jesus is in another synagogue. He sees a woman who has suffered from a physical ailment for 18 years. Her back is bent so that she cannot walk upright. What might that mean in her life? Probably constant physical pain, difficulty doing simple daily tasks, an inability to look anyone in the eye, which may lead her to being overlooked and ignored by other people. On this day, she has come to the synagogue for prayers. She can't see Jesus where he is in front teaching, but Jesus sees her. Bent over as she is, Jesus sees her and he is moved with compassion. He calls her to him and reaches out to touch her, and at his touch, she is healed. I came across this picture as I was preparing for worship this week, and I really like this one. I love the connection between Jesus and the woman as they come face to face, their eyes meeting as she stands upright for the first time in 18 years. Take in for a moment that image of healing and compassion, of hope restored. And then back in the corner, you see the religious leaders, and their faces are like that classic Edvard Munch painting, The Scream. What is he doing? He touched a woman in the synagogue and healed her on the Sabbath. It makes me smile, but it's kind of sad too, because this is all too often the response of good religious people when God breaks into our reality to do something new. Now, Luke doesn't describe this event as a healing, but as a liberation. The bent over woman is set free and released from her bond. Luke highlights this view when he suddenly refers to Jesus in the middle of the story as the Lord. The Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites." He reminds us as readers that the synagogue leader is challenging and debating not just another rabbi, but the Son of God, who has power over heaven and earth. Jesus describes the woman's condition as being bound by Satan, and suddenly this healing miracle takes on an even greater significance. Now, it's important to step back a little bit and look at what this means to talk about this physical ailment as being bound by Satan. To refer to Satan here doesn't mean that the woman is possessed or that her suffering is caused by her sin or the work of the devil. You may remember in another story, they come and ask Jesus, "Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he would be blind?" And Jesus said, "It's not about that. No one sinned to make him blind. He was born blind." But the ancient people understood their world as full of spirits and powers. They had no understanding of germs and cancers, of osteoporosis and other conditions. For them, all such ailments had their source in the spirit realm. And Satan refers to whatever in these forces opposes God. Jesus recognizes that her condition violates God's will for her flourishing. Her physical condition and perhaps the broken connection to community that it's caused are not what God wills for her. And with a word, Jesus sets her free. And in setting her free, Jesus honors God on God's holy day, pointing to liberation as a fundamental priority of God's realm. Professor Catherine Schifferdecker writes in this week's Working Preacher blog, "What are the things that burden us and weigh us down in our lives? Perhaps it is a physical ailment like the woman in our gospel lesson today. Perhaps it is anxiety or depression. Perhaps it is guilt over what you have done or anger over what someone else has done. Perhaps it is grief, the loss of a dearly loved one. Perhaps it is keenly felt disappointment, or perhaps it is just plain weariness. Whatever it is, whatever burden you carry, whatever is weighing you down, hear this good news. God wills life for you. In and through Jesus, God sets you free from whatever binds you. God forgives your sin. God releases you from the power of sin, death, and Satan. God lifts that terrible burden from your shoulders so that you can stand face to face with Jesus, so that you can take a deep breath at last and see clearly the faces of the people around you, fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. This healing, this release, this cleansing of sin, it is not an easy or a quick process. Sometimes those burdens we carry are hard to let go of. Old resentments, long-held guilt, heavy grief. Sometimes we cling to those burdens because they have been a part of us for so long, and we are not sure who we would be without them. And sometimes that freeing healing that we ask for is not just what we receive. We all know, and some people here are, those faithful people who struggle with challenges of mental or physical health that don't just get taken away. And we have to look more deeply, find those ways that God meets us in the midst of the burdens, in the midst of the physical challenges, in the midst of whatever the struggle is. God meets us and still offers peace and freedom. In my own life, that has come in the form of a lifelong struggle with depression in my adult life. And so many times praying, God, just take this away. God, just take this away. I'm following you. I'm doing my best. Come on, I know you could do it. And God has not done it. And I've had to learn that maybe there are deeper things that I need to learn from this. There is a way that it has deepened my compassion in a way I never would have known. Having to find the ways that God has responded to my prayers, but just not in the reach out and just make it go away way that I had longed for. So these healing miracles, they're never a simple thing. And I'm always aware of the way we preach, God will free you and release you and heal you. And yet some are sitting with chronic conditions and we don't get the healing that we want. But I truly believe that God shows up to give us some healing and to care for our lives and to this community of faith is a part of it, right? How do we become that community that is healing to one another in those times when what we need is community and grace and the love of other people? So many ways that God comes to us. And so that word of freedom, that word of healing, might sound like hearing Jesus call your name. It might be like standing up straight for the first time in a while. It might feel like looking Jesus right in the eye and seeing his infinite love and compassion as he calls you beloved. It is God's will that we and all God's people live full and free. May we know that freedom in our lives and work for that freedom for all of our siblings, near and far. Now is the time. Today is always the day to see Jesus and be set free. Amen.